First, though, so happy this morning to be joined by local TV legend from Newswatch 16, WNEP-TV, all those years, our good friend Marisa Burke. Good morning.
Good morning, Frankie.
Oh, my gosh, to see you and to hear you again. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. We go back, what, to the mid-80s. You and I have known each other that long.
Yeah, we've both been around a long time, haven't we?
We're the oldsters of the market.
That's right. But we still look great. That's all that matters. Sorry, so talk to me. How are you? You are, is this, do we say that you're quote-unquote retired from Channel 16?
You know what?
How do we word it?
Everybody has come up to me and asked, how's retirement? How's retirement? And I clarify them every inquiry. I tell them that I'm retired from Channel 16, enjoying a very nice severance, but I'm not really retired. I still have two girls going through college. I'm a single parent. And I can't be retired yet.
No, you got a lot of stuff to do and still so young and so vibrant. You have so many things that you want to do. Looking back, though, on that night, when you said goodbye on Channel 16 that night, let me tell you, that was beautifully done and first class all the way.
It was difficult for me to say goodbye, but I knew I had to get into the mindset of I have to thank the viewers first and foremost. The viewers were so loyal and for more than three decades. And so I knew I had to thank them. And I wanted to be gracious to my employer as well, the corporation that owns the station now. And I wanted to thank them. But first and foremost, it was saying goodbye and thank you to our viewers and thanking them for being so loyal and dedicated and for watching us and keeping Newswatch 16 number one for all these years.
Right.
You can't get better than that.
No, and you had so much to do with that, which is such a great compliment to you. In our business, people don't stay around that long and stay at that level like you did.
I was very, very fortunate. But, you know, it is a team effort. And at Channel 16, Newswatch 16, it really is a team effort.
Marisa Burke is with us. She is, quote, unquote, retired from Channel 16. So now, before we look forward, let me look back. I know when I say, what do you remember the most, that kind of stuff, it's going to be the viewers and the people that you met. Stories and people, and I mean, it must be, you just had so many of them over the years.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, most recently, Frankie, during the month of May, I had a special assignment report about wrong way drivers.
Right.
After some tragedies in our area, and we went to Rhode Island to investigate their mechanisms on how they try to prevent wrong way drivers. It was just so fascinating. And then weeks later, through very good discussions with PennDOT, then the state decided, you know what, maybe we should lower some of the signs so that they would be more visible, put extra markings on the on ramps. And it's so gratifying to know that you have done stories like that that affect the public and to the betterment of people out there and the drivers and to keep them safe.
All right, what's next? What is on the horizon for you? Let's talk. I'm thinking a tell-all book. What do you think? There's got to be something.
You know what? You brought up the book, and I have started writing a book. I think as many of your listeners know, I went through some personal trauma in both 2008 and 2012. But because of my job, my personal trauma became public trauma.
Right.
And I want to write a book about how I overcame that trauma with two girls in high school.
Right.
And it was very difficult for the three of us. But I want to write the book mainly because I think it might actually empower many women, many other wives, mothers out there, who may find themselves in the same kind of situation that I found myself in, and give them strength and let them know that, you know what, you can survive.
Good for you. Because, boy, a lot of people would just say, I don't ever want to talk about that situation again. And you're going to rehash it in a book with the hope that it'll help somebody else.
It's very easy to put that all behind you and put it in a closet and say, I'm going to ignore it.
Right.
I think for me, it will actually give me closure on this horrible part of my life. Many things that your listeners probably don't know that I will share in the book. So I'm working on it. I hope to launch the book in 2017.
Good for you.
Yeah. But besides that, I am freelancing now for Geisinger Health System.
Right.
They are involved in a huge genetic research project called MyCode. And what I've been doing in the past several weeks is profiling individuals who have been a part of MyCode, consented to the project, and I will be putting their stories up on Geisinger's social website, and look for that also in 2017.
So you're not laying around till noon every day eating bonbons?
No. I still drink my cups of coffee in the morning to get me going. But I have my own website, marisaburke.com. If people would like to go there and see what's up and see what I'm doing and get status on my book writing and things like that, blogs. There's a whole slew of things on there that people can see what I'm offering now as I try to establish my own communication / media business.
Right.
As you know, I started shooting some commercials for a law firm in the greater Scranton area. Hopefully I will be doing more of that as well.
Boy, she's a busy, busy girl. I had no doubt about that. So talk to me too, though, because when you say goodbye after all those years on television and people get to know you and everything else, what's the response been? Do you sit down and you read these emails or these Facebook posts or these things sometimes and just, I don't know, it must make you teary-eyed sometimes thinking you meant so much to so many people.
When the day I left Channel 16, there were so many goodbyes and well wishes. The thing that I think I was most emotional about was when I started receiving emails from colleagues, people who used to work at 16, news people,
right,
who have gone on to bigger and better things. And they sent me well wishes saying how much I had an impact on their career.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting that at all. And that got to me.
So I'm sure, you know, in the day-to-day of any job, you don't realize the influence you have on other people.
No.
Or that people might be looking at you to see how you handle certain things or how you do certain things. Then when you hear it, it chokes you up.
It does. It really does. And that's, people were so affectionate with their words and very, very emotional, very genuine, very sincere.
Wow. Just like you. Marisa Burke.
You're too kind, Frank.
Our great friend from Channel 16 and now off on her own, the website marisaburke.com. You can keep tabs on her and see what she's up to. I know we're going to hear you and see you often in the future, and we're looking forward to the book as well. Best of luck to you, and thanks for everything you did all those many years.
Frankie, thank you so much for having me this morning. It was a pleasure. Here's your magic